This presentation today covers a milestone approach to evaluating immunizations in Oregon in an Oregon health plan population. And a milestone approach looks at the times when ACIP recommended shots aren't due, but when they're first late. And in addition to looking at immunizations, this analysis also includes all potential shot-eligible encounters with providers that were available for us in the Oregon Health Plan data to look at. Now, the data sources for this study, the first is our Oregon Alert Immunization Information System data. We looked at immunizations in a 431-331 series for a target population of kids born in 2005 and evaluated up through age 2 in 2007. And that constitutes our base for immunizations. Our base for encounters and also for a few extra immunization visits is from the Oregon Health Plan that's administered by our State Division of Medical Assistance Programs. It includes traditional Medicaid and SCHIP enrollment, and at the time of the study, it was up to 185% of the federal poverty level for eligibility. And OHP collects extensive, not just billing information from people billing them for services, but also for kids that are placed with managed care and other groups. They collect extensive administrative data on encounters for those children. And let's see, actually, should also mention that it's around 40% of the two-year-old population in Oregon in 2007 had spent some time enrolled in the Oregon Health Plan. So it's not a small part of our population. It's very large and borders on representing the mainstream of children in Oregon. Now, the study population, as I mentioned, with the children turning 2 in 2007, who we wanted to look at kids that were, we had a positive chance of capturing their immunizations and encounters from birth up to age 2. So we looked at the kids that were born in Oregon, that were enrolled in the Oregon Health Plan within 30 days of birth, and that were enrolled continuously across the fourth DTAP period of 15 to 18 months, since that tends to be what most of the kids are missing if they're going to miss something. We wanted to make certain they were enrolled there so we'd have a chance of capturing that shot and encounters at that time, and who also had a cumulative enrollment length of at least 365 days by the time they were 2 years of age, and also who had a record and alert with some post-birth immunizations. In other words, their providers were reporting them, you know, that we had a chance of capturing what was happening both administratively with the Oregon Health Plan and for immunizations as would be reported to us. Now, immunization milestones, this approach is from Lumen and Chu, a very nice article, and the milestones are when the recommended shots first become late. So the milestones are at, can I get the mouse to work, 3 months, you know, those are the shots that are due at 2 months, they're late at 3 months. You know, 5 months, the shots due by 4 months, they're late at 5 months. And 7 months, the shots that are due at 6 months, late by 7 months, and so on, though the 24-month period is thrown on at more as a kicker for the last catch-up. Now, our data that we merged, we used the kids, you know, that we could find and merge across both data sets, the Oregon Health Plan administrative data and our Alert IIS data. I talked a little bit about that process this morning, had another presentation, but one of the real challenges in doing that merge was we wanted to be able to find encounters with providers for those kids that we had immunization records, and we wanted to be able to define what was a shot-eligible encounter. When should those kids, you know, have gotten a shot, or what, on what visits could they have gotten a shot? So we defined it very broadly, this study, by it being non-emergent, that it was a medical provider who could give a shot, though in Oregon we have some alternative providers and pharmacists that can give shots, and we didn't include those in our count. And there was a CPT or ICD-9 routine evaluation code present in the encounter record somewhere indicating that there was routine evaluation, that they could have said this kid needed shots. And we included sick child visits when the other criteria were met, because it's difficult until we look at the data more to say what is a sick child visit on which no one will ever give shots versus the ones where they can give shots but just tend not to. And so the children with at least one shot eligible encounter in the period before or between milestones, we counted them as having had a shot eligible encounter for that milestone when we're comparing immunizations at milestones to encounters leading up to that milestone. A little note on what the study size of our population was, that we started with 20,411 OHP, Oregon Health Plan, children that had a record and alert. And these were the exclusions. You know, we threw out 1,000 for not being born in Oregon, throughout 1,100, let's get the mouse to work, 1,123 that had less than 6 months of enrollment, we threw out 583 who had less than a full 365 days of enrollment, 345 weren't enrolled within 30 days of birth, 2,884, the biggest group, their enrollment was dropped after 1 year of age. So we wouldn't have had a chance, even if we had alert data for them up to age two, we wouldn't have had a chance of finding encounters for them in the OHP database. And then we had another group, 1,000, that their enrollment didn't include that crucial 15 to 18 month period. And out of all those kids, we only found 264 that didn't have any immunizations post-birth. And maybe those were all in Ashland or some other Oregon communities that have been a little overstudied for their refusal to vaccinate children. We didn't follow up with those. So overall, we excluded 7,000 kids. We had a study population of 13,199. Now, when we look at age-appropriate shots, shots by milestone visits. One of our focuses was, are we seeing true missed opportunities or true missed visits? And a registry data limitation, we have great data. It's most of the shots and most of the kids in the state. But when a kid is missing a shot, like a fourth DTAP, we can't tell whether that's a real missed visit or whether they had a provider encounter where no shots were given. Our registry is kind of blinded to that difference between what's happening with the kid's full history of encounters with providers versus that narrow piece of it that we can see where there's an immunization that's reported to us. And the term missed visit and missed shot visit, they're often used very synonymously, but they really aren't the same. So that's one of our goals here, was to find a true rate of missed visits. So we could look at this difference between, what we see from our narrow registry view versus what we'd see when we can incorporate all of what's happening with that kid for their health care. And this is just a little classification table we were using that. So in the period before, between each milestone, we looked at, did the kid have a provider encounter that was shot eligible, yes or no? And did they have any immunizations that in the registry? Yes, they were up to date. Immunization visit, yes, they had immunizations being reported, but they didn't come up to date for that milestone period, so we're counting that as a true missed opportunity. Or no, we didn't have any, they didn't have immunizations reported before that time, before that milestone. So, but if they had an encounter, we counted that also as a missed opportunity. This is the box that when we're just looking, or cell of the table, that we're just looking at our registry data, we would misclassify this as a missed visit because we wouldn't know the difference. Whereas the true missed visits are, did they have provider encounters? No. Did they get the shots they need? No. So when we look at milestone periods, we wanted to first of all to see, are these kids at the milestones, are they continuously up to date? Is there a clear black and white difference? So some kids are always up to date, always getting the shots they need at each milestone, or are some lagging at all? or is it mixed? Is it a mixed result? So when we look at the kids that are up to date by the number of milestones that they were up to date at, well, we had 9% of this study group that weren't up to date at any milestone. You know, not at the 3, 5, 7, 9 or other milestone periods. 8% were only up to date at one milestone, hopefully one of the last ones. 9% were up to date at 2 milestones. 13% were up to date at 3 milestones, 15% at 4 milestones, 14% were up to date at 5 milestones, and only 32% of the kids were up to date at all milestones. So we look at that and we think, you know, we're looking at this population and the vast majority of them have fallen behind at some point in their history. Staying up to date at each milestone for all shots is a minority of our kids. So they're all going through some turmoil and challenge in getting age-appropriate immunizations. Oh, and I should mention for terminology, there's several phrases here. Age-appropriate immunizations is used by some people. I use that in milestone completeness and milestone up-to-date status pretty synonymously, and I may be corrected on that. I think the distinction between them is fine, a fine one, and it kind of depends on the audience you're talking to, what language they're comfortable with. But now, we'll go on, and here's another representation of our milestones. This is the 3-month milestone, 5-month, 7-month, 16-month, 19-month, and 24-month. The bar above the line, each bar represents the full population, 100%, and it's all proportional. Above the line represents the kids that are up to date or complete at that milestone for age-appropriate immunizations. Below are the kids that aren't up to date. The green is representing the kids that are catching up from not being up to date. The shades of that are more purple and red are representing the kids that are not up to date and start that as being non-up to date. And these are the kids here in the shades of tan and yellow that have fallen behind. So as we look at this, you know, you look at the total number of kids that start up to date. At the first milestone, 82%. Fourth milestone, it drops. Some of the kids are falling behind. 7 months, that continues to drop. And we start to see then at 16 months and 19 months, you know, so the kids are catching up more. And then between 19 to 24 months, we get a little more catch up. But when we look at this, you know, at 2 months, the kids that are falling behind, the majority of them at 2 months, have a missed opportunity. When we look, you know, at 4 months, it's the same thing. There's more missed opportunities than there are missed visits, both for the kids that fall behind and for the kids that are staying behind, that aren't catching up at all. And that is consistent across the entire time period that we're looking at, that we see more missed opportunities than we are seeing missed visits. And the only time that starts to straighten out a little bit or come more to parity is between 19 to 24 months, where missed visits and missed opportunities for those kids are pretty much even. Now, an observation from this is that at all of these milestones, all of the points where these kids should be having encounters and getting the shots that are needed, there's a great amount of turbulence. That the story of immunizations in this population in Oregon is of kids continually falling behind and catching up. And also, the second point is that the majority of these kids that both fall behind and those that stay behind are having provider encounters instead of it being a missed visit, which for a policy piece, you know, we could use to shift our focus a little more to the question of what is happening in these encounters and where are those kids going. Now, another way to look at this data that we have is, this is for the kids that each milestone are not up to date, and it's divided between whether they were having encounters before that milestone with some shots given, which in the registry we would see that, and we'd see that as being, well, they're getting shots, but it's a missed opportunity, as opposed to those that are having encounters but no shots, which in the registry we wouldn't see anything, and opposed to those that aren't having any encounters. So For example, at the three-month period, 34% of those kids that weren't up to date, that had fallen behind, they had an encounter with some shots given, so they're getting something, but 34% also had encounters with no shots given. You know, they saw providers, but they didn't get their shots. The shots weren't given. We don't know what's going on that. And then 31% didn't receive, or, well, they had no encounters, so they couldn't receive any shots. But that proportion that's in the green here, or this I don't know what color you'd call it, more of a pacifistic military green, perhaps. It's muted, so. And members of the military in the audience, please forgive that one. But as we look at that, that's the number that we would misclassify just from our registry point of view. When we look at this, these are the ones that we would say that's a missed visit, but really it's a missed opportunity. Now, here's another way to look at it, too, is that let's take this milestone approach and compare it to that age 2 approach that we usually use for assessing completeness. You know, so these are for the kids that were up to date by 24 to 35 months of age. You know, the usual summary measure that we'll generate and that we'll compare populations and areas based on. So of these kids, when we look at them, how did they compare to their milestones? As you can tell, even the kids that were up to date by 24 to 35 months, there's a lot of challenge there. You know, a lot of them were not up to date at various milestones. Not as many of them were having encounters without shots given, but that still did happen, and some of them didn't have visits, so there's been some churn and some effort to catch a lot of these kids up by 24 months. But now, in contrast, let's look at the kids that were not up to date by 24 to 35 months of age. I like this graph. You can see a lot of them started off up to date at the first milestone, and they fall off pretty quickly. But when you, the kids, you know, well, and the light blue, the kids in the light blue are the ones that aren't having visits, that basically, you know, they're not coming into providers, even though they had health insurance and they had coverage and potentially could have and should have come to providers during this period. You know, that increases over time. But the category, so we get very concerned about when we look at this data, is, you know, in the light blue, these are kids that are having encounters with shots, but they're not having enough to come up to date, and that number kind of also increases a bit out. But the number that are having encounters with no shots progressively increases over time, too. And we don't know what this represents currently for our provider data, but we know these kids are seeing providers. Now, a limitation here is that our encounters and providers are not being divided or broken or analyzed at all by what types they are. And we know there's a whole bag of limitations on that. So our next steps really are to start looking at types. We want to know what types of providers or settings have an effect on this. Is there an issue with urgent care utilization or other setting utilization where providers are not going to use or not routinely going to give shots even if they're due for the kids? And what types of sick visits and, you know, reasons for a visit are there that will cause some providers not to give a shot on them? We want to look at that a little further as we go. And also the role of medical homes. You know, we hear a lot from providers that, you know, they'd love to catch the kids up to date, but they never see them. When we look at this data, well, these kids are seeing providers of some type. You know, is a medical home really, you know, a good answer in emphasizing that and emphasizing that the kids go there and not go to other settings? Would that be an appropriate answer to this problem? So that's all I have for you today.